Guys, welcome to the Pure Progress Lifestyle, where the only thing that matters is progress. The other day, I got asked a wonderful, great question, and it was, how am I able to be so vulnerable, you know, on this podcast and with other people? And I thought that was a really, you know, great topic, because, you know, the more that, like, I examined, you know, that thought process and was inspired to do a podcast about that, the more I thought about it, you know, the more I do see that vulnerability, you know, just putting yourself out there is a people skill. But, you know, we all suffer from the same things. We all fear pretty much the same things. And why most people aren't vulnerable with a lot of people is fear, you know, fear of rejection, fear that they might look weak, fear that, they'll just be rejected in some way. And so I thought about this. And so how did I be, you know, what lessons can I take away that I've learned in the past that can help you out? So thinking about how I was able to, you know, be so vulnerable with people, and I do want to caveat, that doesn't mean, you know, you go sharing every intimate detail with about yourself or what happened in the past or, you know, everything. You know, there's a balance to it. You know, you can't just, like, always say that's what's on your mind, but you have to be authentic with things. And so one thing that I've learned over the, you know, the years is some of the best leaders that have inspired me, but also noticing what they have done. And some of the best leaders that I've ever been under were able to be vulnerable. Like, they were able to communicate, like, hey, you know, this scares the shit out of me too. This happened to me. Like, they'll share past experiences, how they can relate that to you because they know what you're going through. And I remember that, like, that had such a profound effect on me. You know, and it's like some of the best men that I've ever respected was able to tell you, hey, listen, I feared this too. Like, I went through this, you know, what you're going through, I went through. And I remember that opened up a whole door of just me trusting and respecting them and wanting to, you know, work even harder under them, wanting to work more. Like, they had that influence that came over me. You know, I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. And some of these guys are like some of the most toughest dudes you'll ever meet. Like, some of the most, you know, wildest guys you'll ever meet. But just that effect was just powerful. Like, there's nothing more powerful, you know, like, and trustworthy is when, like, you know, a dude who can handle himself, but can share that, like, share, like, hey, I had that fear, I went through it. And they don't make it sound like they're a bitch about it either. And that's the great thing. They're just like, yeah, listen, I feared that, you know, and we all go through this. You just, you know, you got to find a way. Like, I had to find a way. This is what happened. This is what worked for me. You know, maybe it'll work for you. You got to find your own way. But stuff like that has just had such an amazing impact on me. And I was like, wow, that's something I can learn. So I always carried that forth. And then a really huge thing was, you know, because there's always that fear of the rejection part, was when I first, you know, really just went off on my own, did my own thing, left my company, completely did my own thing. Like, it just seemed like one straight year, I got, like, so much rejection, hundreds of rejections, 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 rejections. Like the whole year was just one big outright rejection. You know, so by the end of the, like 1 year, I asked, why did this happen? Like, what is going on here? What is it about me that is not working? And then I asked an even better question, which is really hard because trust me, there was many days where I didn't even want to ask the question, or I just, you know, where I felt like things were conspiring, you know, like failure. And it's tough. Like, it is a tough place to be. But I remember one question, great question that I asked myself that pulled me out of it is, what is good about this? And then, you know, as I sat there and thought about that question, I realized that what was good about it was I no longer really feared rejection. You know, I just put myself out there. And sure, you know, like things pop up time to time, uncomfortability, but I realized that rejection is really not all that bad. You know, once you keep going through it, you get desensitized to it. And then you're like, you can pretty much say what you want to say, but I noticed like that had a profound effect on how I talk to people. You know, I was able to just, you know, talk without worrying if I said the right thing or the wrong thing. I just talked. I was just open with people, just being able to communicate. You know, and then when you're able to just do that, you give off this relaxing tone in your voice. And that, you know, really opens people up. But you're also able to like share things with you, and you don't care if people reject it or not. It's just, you're speaking, you're being authentic. You're speaking who you are. You know, so the lesson there is go out, get rejected. It's okay. It's really not a big deal. After a few times, you'll see it's really not. You know, if you're scared of something and you really feel like you got to share that with somebody, share it with somebody. Even if they do reject it, who cares? Like, you don't have that burden of, you've actually grown as a person. You no longer are pushing down what you feel like you got, what you feel needs to come out. You know, so most of the time, like the rejection part, what I've learned is it's all really in your head. Nobody's really going to like be a dick when they reject you. They'll tell you no, you know, no, I don't want to buy that, or no, we're not going to back you in this, no, we're not going to do this. And they're not rude. Most of them are not rude about it. It's all, you know, in your head. And it's just the fear of rejection, the fear of how people are going to react. And the reality is most people don't react in a negative manner. They just don't. You know, so it's okay, you know, especially as men, to be vulnerable. You know, like I said, there's a balance, and you'll figure it out. You will figure the balance out. You don't need to share everything, but it's like a little bit, let me rephrase that, a little bit of vulnerability goes a long way. You know, in a world where not many people can authentically be vulnerable, you know, like express like, hey, I'm going through this too. You know, this is, they can relate. It's the art of being relatable to people. And that's some of the best leaders that I've ever been, when they were able to be vulnerable, was they were able to relate. Like, be vulnerable and relate. And that's a huge takeaway that if you know, learn something on this podcast is being able to be relatable. And, you know, just going through rejection, because it's okay. It's really not a big deal. And it's easier said than done. I know. Like, I've heard it a million times. Just go out and get rejected. Yeah, well, fuck you. Like, that. What does that mean? Like, I don't want to get rejected. But, you know, you start small. If you're really scared of rejection, just, you know, just start saying hi to people. And then just, you know, start asking them questions. And then when they start you know, saying something, then, you know, you say, you share past experiences that you messed up in and how you learned and, you know, how you can relate that whole thing. And then you'll easily, once you keep doing this, you know, repetition, you're going to find that you have that really good, you know, quality, like that, let's just go with quality of being vulnerable. You know, like the perfect balance of being vulnerable. A little goes a long way. All right, guys, hopefully you took something out of that way, out of that. You know, it's, I wanted to shoot this because it was a really good question and I felt like I had to address it. All right, guys, I'll see you guys on another podcast.